Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak.
From bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Neil.
And hello, I'm Feifei. And welcome to The English We Speak.
Now, Feifei, here's a question for you. If you had some news, what would you do?
I would tell someone, of course.
Yes, but some good news, some amazing, incredible news about yourself. Like, for example, I'm having a baby.
Are you really?
No, of course not. But if you had exciting news like that, how would you tell people?
I'd use social media. Tell all my friends, tell everyone in the office. I would shout about it, but not literally.
Exactly. Which is why, in English, we say we would shout it from the rooftops, which means we would share some information publicly so everyone knows.
I guess this is how people shared important news before TV, radio and the internet had been invented.
Exactly. They would climb up somewhere high and shout it out. Let's hear some examples.
Congratulations for getting a first in your degree. You should go and shout it from the rooftops.
I know you won the lottery, but don't shout it from the rooftops, otherwise everyone will be after your money.
We all know Ming is in love with Ji-yun. He's been shouting it from the rooftops.
So to shout something from the rooftops means to tell everyone your good news. Hold on a minute, Neil. I do have some good news. I'm getting a pay rise.
Sorry, what did you say?
I'm getting a pay rise!
Okay, no need to shout, Feifei. Be careful. There are some things you don't want to shout from the rooftops. That news will just upset people.
Like who?
Well, like me. I didn't get one. But congratulations anyway.
Bye.
Bye.
The English We Speak.
From BBC Learning English.